The new scripture, the New Testament scripture reading is taken from the book of Revelation, chapter 8. Revelation chapter 8, verses 1 through 13. And I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Revelation chapter 8, verses 1 through 13. Please pay careful and reverent attention to the reading of God's holy and inerrant word. When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Then another angel, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, with the prayers of the saints, ascended before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and threw it to the earth. And there were noises, thunderings, lightnings, and an earthquake. So the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and hail and fire followed, mingled with blood, and they were thrown to the earth. And a third of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. Then the second angel sounded, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood. And a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. Then the third angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and of the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters became wormwood, and many died from the water because it was made bitter. Then the fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them were darkened. A third of the day did not shine, and likewise the night. And I looked, and I heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, because of the remaining blast of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to sound." Thus far God's word. Let's pray together. Lord, we are awestruck by your holiness and by your wrath against sin. We pray, Lord, that you would save us from the wrath that is to come. We pray, Lord, that you would remember that we are your children and that you are our Heavenly Father. We pray, as your word says, that you would have pity on us as a father pities his children, that you would have compassion on us as a father has compassion toward his sons and daughters. But Lord, we pray that you would have compassion on us and that you would not treat us as we deserve to be treated, but instead that you would treat us in accordance with your loving kindness, that you would remember how frail we are and how weak we are in both body and spirit, Lord. We are so weak and so prone to temptation, and we fall into sin so often. We don't love you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength, with all of our mind. We do not love our neighbors as ourselves. We have not given you the praise and the worship that you, as the only true God, deserve. We have not worshipped you as we should. We have not always sanctified the Sabbath day and kept it holy. We have not always used your name with reverence and respect. We have not always honored those people that are in authority over us. We have not always regarded the life of our neighbor with the respect and honor that you have taught us we should do. We have not always been chaste in our hearts and in our lives. We have not always respected the property of our neighbor. We have not always been content with what we have. We have not always had a due regard for the truth. And so we pray, Lord, that you would forgive us for the sins that we have committed against you. And we ask, Lord, too, that you would bring not only ourselves, but your church throughout the world to repentance. Help them, O Lord, to be renewed and revived. Help your church to be renewed and revived so that we seek your will and all that we as the universal church of Christ do. And we pray, Lord, that you would do these things because we ask them in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.